Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, and welcome everybody that's on our chat lines on our dual broadcast with Blog Talk Radio and Blog Talk and WebEx Radio. With WebEx, you're going to watch the show, and this will be an interesting one because we're going to be talking about something that's near and dear to everybody's heart. But everybody's afraid of it. People don't talk about it, but it's part of our everyday lives. We're going to talk about sex, two kinds of sex. We're going to talk about emotional sex, and we're going to talk about biological sex, because we have a software that we're going to give away, and it's called the Sex Factors, or these X Factors. You see it written here, these X factors. Isn't that a cute way to hide something from your mother when you're studying sex?
Yes, that's a great way to do it. Who would ever know? It would just look like it's about relationships.
Yeah, we're going to be giving these away, some of the softwares, maybe more than one. Maybe we need to give away a lot of them. So if you know somebody, an enemy maybe, or a friend, or a lover, or an ex-lover, that you think it would do them some good to have this software, you could tell them about the show, call them up now and they could watch, or this is Tuesday. I will wait till Thursday to do this drawing so you can get all your friends involved or those that you wish to be educated and have them watch this show or be part of the drawing. So you can write to me, or they can write to me, even though they aren't in our audience. They can write to me at Sherry, Sharry Edwards, at gmail.com. That's really easy. We're being sponsored tonight by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. We have a new software we just did, Lewy Proteins. And I ran Hillary through the Lewy Proteins. Would anybody like to see what's happening with Hillary's health?
Oh, yeah.
Remember all that stuff that's coming up? It says she has Parkinson's. Well, we'd already done all of these other things about brain damage and Alzheimer's and all that, and it's on our site. This addendum, we were asked to do this by Joyce Riley of the Power Hour. So we did this addendum, and we ran Hillary through Parkinson's Commons, which is like 15 programs together to look at Parkinson's-like symptoms, like spasticity and dystonia and tetanus and that kind of thing. And then Parkinson's influence, which is what you do after you have Parkinson's to sort of undo it and keep it under control. She does not have Parkinson's, bioacoustically speaking. She does have Parkinson's common. She has double the scores we would expect. 20 is sort of a normal score, and she has, we ran her twice, so 44 on one and 51 on the other one. But when we looked at Lewy proteins, and there's, when you look at Parkinson's influence, there's 800 or 900 entries. When you look at Lewy proteins, there's like 100 entries. So this score of 19 and 16 here is really important. And Lewy proteins, when you go looking at the articles, and I have some links at the bottom. This is software we ran her through. I don't know if I can get these in the chat all at once. I will try. Yeah, they all went in, but it shows that it's seizures, it's stumbling, it's, you can't control your body temperature. It's all the things that have been being reported. So I would conclude in this, when you look at just the genes and proteins that she has for Lewy protein disease, and that's not getting a lot of attention here in the U.S., but it certainly is in England, and that's the people that we're working with. But it looks like she has a serious issue, bioacoustically speaking, so I don't get murdered, bioacoustically speaking, with the use of acetylcholine, both as a gene and a protein. And remember, the gene is the pattern and the protein keeps the pattern. So that's my big announcement, other than we've got a big 5-day class coming up starting Monday. And our graphic person has been, I don't even know how to say that politely. She has got the flu, and we've had to send her home several days. So we didn't get information out. So people who want to take this class, we're giving everybody half off. And we're giving people $1,200 worth of software on top of that, just because we're so late in getting it out. And we know that that's going to inconvenience a lot of people. So go to our soundhealthoptions.com. Go to classes. Go to 5-day. And there's a lot of goodies, more than that, that we're giving away to try to fill up this class. Because I think it's a little over half full. And we really need more people in it to be able to go on with the month. So if you know people, we're even going to give you a reward for bringing people in. So please go look that up, and you'll probably get an announcement about it. I don't have the flyer here, but you'll probably get an announcement. Boy, that was a lot of talking about things other than sex factors. Maybe a lot of people try to put that off. You have an announcement that is very important, too.
I do, but first I want to remind people for who are listening and want to go back. Once we actually get into this, you're going to probably want to listen to this again, I'm betting, in the quiet of your, you know, darkened room with the lights down low, because people don't like talking about it. If we talk about hormones and adrenals and all that kind of stuff, it's one thing, but when we add the word sex, wow, people really get jumpy. But first, I want to remind people that to find, whether you're listening at Blog Talk Radio or you're watching at WebEx, if you want to find out more about either one, you can go to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, and then for today, click on the Happy Hour radio tab, and down there toward the right, toward the middle will be a link to get to WebEx if you'd like, or a link to get to Blog Talk Radio, and also for the call-in number for Blog Talk Radio, which is 347-850-1407. And you can also sign up to join the chat of Blog Talk Radio, or just in general, follow the show at Blog Talk Radio, which helps us. So I do hope that more people will be signing up at Blog Talk Radio. It's free, costs you nothing, they don't harass you. They don't email out ads. They email out announcements about shows that are up and coming that you're following. So you can go to Blog Talk Radio and sign up for a free account, which makes it easy to go back to listen to shows later or get general announcements about it. So there's that. Go ahead.
The little, what do you call this listen to thing? It is
the
on
player?
The Blog Talk tab, the player.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's on the Blog Talk tab there, and there's lots of shows that we've already done that are there too.
Right. There's always the last 5 shows that we've done on that player that Sherry's talking about. And also on the page today, if you go to back to Sound Health Options and click on the radio tab and click on the show page for today, Happy Hour, you'll see past shows there. So anything, any of the show titles, when you click on radio, then you'll see either Blog Talk Radio, Happy Hour, or Direction for Truth. And each of those pages has shows that we've done in the last several weeks, or up to a month, I think. Video replay,
yes,
and show notes and that kind of stuff. Okay. Okay, so now my other announcement is, you know, just another quirky observation on my part, and a cool thing is this in Scotland. This is an observation of, you know, we hear about these things happening everywhere else, but here for some reason, in the United States, Scotland is going to launch the largest free stream tidal powered power generator project. It's built. It's about to happen. And what that means is, so you put basically a, what looks to be a windmill, but you put it in an area where there's large tidal flow. And it doesn't have to be, it's not like tidal flow. It's just water moving back and forth, like San Francisco Bay. They could do this here. And you put these giant propellers under the water, and they turn constantly because the tide is always going one direction or another. And so they generate amazing amounts of power, don't make pollution, because they're just a thing generating power. And this one in particular is going to generate about 398 megawatts of energy. I don't see here, often they talk about how many homes that affects, but I can't see it. But that's a lot. And for every megawatt of power that's generated not using coal, not using natural gas, not using some kind of bad pollutant, like this will remove tons of CO2 going into the atmosphere. So it's saying here that this will take care of approximately 20% of the UK's electrical needs. 20%! That's a lot!
This makes so much sense.
And evidently that's why it's a problem here, because it makes so much sense. All right. So it's a great article. I'll put it in both chats. I just think it's another shining example of, look, this can happen. It's working other places. Why aren't we doing this more? All right. Now we can talk about sex.
Okay, we're going to talk about sex. The sex factor. Is your sex drive thriving? And we're going to look at it in two ways. There's a lot of people out there that say a woman's way to her body is through her heart, and for a man, it's through his genitalia. So we're actually going to look at the facts of this as the sex factors and these sex factors, these X factors. And it's really, when you come down to it and look at it, it's coming from your head and coming from your liver. The seat of your sexual drive is in your liver. So we're going to look at it two ways today. We're going to look at it in terms of what kind of sexual partner you would be, and Richard has volunteered for that. Actually, I dragged him into this. This is what the software looks like, these X factors. And then we need a volunteer who would allow us to look at their biochemistry by allowing us to take a vocal print and running it through our program. And I see there are more people coming in all the time, so I'll repeat what I said in the beginning. We are going to be giving away this software, so if you have a friend or enemy or ex that you think would do well with this software and needs to know about it, ask them to write to me at Sherry Edwards, S-H-A-R-R-Y Edwards, at gmail.com, and we will put their name in the drawing. You could even put their name in the drawing if you want. But let's talk about sex a bit. Sex makes the world go round. People lie probably more about sex than anything else. This is Lady Gaga. And she said, I've given up sex for my creative power because I think that it usurps my creative power. So I wanted to know if that was true. I mean, she said this in a Vanity Fair magazine and posed nude on the front and said, I'm giving up sex. So Geraldo had her on his show, and I took a vocal print to look at it. Lady Gaga has many, many different personalities, but I wanted to know if she was really telling the truth about any of this. So I looked at her vocal print, and we're going to do this with Nano Voice, which you can download for free at soundhealthoptions.com, or you can go to the soundhealthportal.com and look at some of the softwares that we're using, you can use it right online. So here is the link where she is saying no to sex. I don't know if it's still up here, but I will put this in the link for everybody. There was some pretty explicit pictures. The first thing you notice when we look at her vocal print, and we're looking at the nano voice, it has 12 notes across the bottom, C, C sharp, D, and so forth. Then it has columns, and it tells us how many times that note was in her voice. And most of her voice is green. And this person has sex for a purpose. They can have sex for commitment or for money. But there'd be a lot more red here if this was a prostitute. So we can look at this and see why she's having sex for a purpose. And the highest notes are F and F sharp and G for a physical purpose dealing with money. That's why Lady Gaga has sex. Isn't that cute, Richard?
Yep. I like all the covers. I like all the artwork. I do. I believe that she knows how to market, and that I would interpret that as actually what she's saying is that she's, you know, using her sexuality as a marketing tool. I mean, she's a very smart businesswoman.
Yes, and they say she has a very high IQ. So we're going to take Richard's voice, or maybe we should go through this first, some of the examples, then we'll take your voice with nano voice. So we can start with an absolutely clean slate before we do Richard's voice. And emotional sex will turn up blue. Spontaneous sex will turn up red. Long-term commitment or money involvement or for a purpose will be green. And mental stimulation, yellow, like doing crossword puzzles, turn you on. So let's look at, I made these up. This is very, very high red F and F sharp. And F and F sharp relate to male hormones. So if this is a male, he is very highly hormonal driven. Can you see how I got that? F and F sharp. This is male hormones. C and C sharp are female hormones. Red, spontaneous sex of a hormonal nature. Wasn't that easy? Nobody's even answering
yes.
me.
No, I'm with you. I'm taking it in. That's why I was blacked out for a moment. I was thinking about spontaneous. Wow.
Jan said she will volunteer. Awesome. Great. Wonderful. Jan, when it comes to doing the frequency base, we will come back to you. I can't show the numbers because these are just pictures, but I will on Richard's. So, David, thanks for that question. The next one, green and blue. Now, green is for a purpose, and it's F and F sharp. Maybe this is protection of the family, want to have children. Greens are usually very loyal, but he has emotional spirituality. So this is somebody very hormonally driven for a purpose, but they must be connected spiritually, that note of A, blue, to their partner. See how you begin to read these? For a purpose, but add spirituality to it, hormonal and spiritually driven. Here's a female, C and C sharp. Her columns are about halfway up, maybe a little shorter. Has a little less than normal sex drive, but it's blue, is for an emotional purpose. Okay, you guys tell me about this one. The same columns, but I turned them red. This person wants to have what kind of sex with you, Richard?
I'm sorry, the first word that came to mind was any. Spontaneous.
Spontaneous, yes. Any, that's a good word to
any.
Describe what's
that's
going on. Okay, this is, well, you can't see the writing. A giving female that can run over but promise nothing. Okay, D, these are takers, emotional takers. They're also gunny sackers, but this score isn't very high. But liver, D, so liver is where all the hormones come from. So a little bit of liver stress here. But the D can think about two things at once in an instant. They're Gemini related. Mm. And then green over here in F, the balance between perception and action. So we have green from a male perspective, yet this is a female. They might be progesterone dominant if you see this. But they're very giving and very taking, both at the same time because of the liver. So hormones, but they may be producing a bit too much of male hormone. So these things are just really easy to interpret. Here's a blue note of C. C is ego, blue ego, emotional ego, high maintenance female. You would very rarely see this in a male. C is ego. Where do you get that chart? Go back to our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Go to downloads. Go to NanoVoice, where you can get the software that we're looking at. And there's the charts. And you double-click on the chart. It comes up and it says C. The note of C is self-power, ego, self-directed. But this person has a blue note of C, meaning emotional self-power. That is, if you love me, you would. You know, it's a manipulative issue. And we're just putting little pieces together. There are over 200 videos on how to do all of this on our site, on Vimeo and YouTube alike. A blue D. D is emotions that you stuff and don't express. Like anger, look at Louise Hayes, some of her books. So a blue liver, more high emotional needs. This is way too high in the chart. But they will be more manipulative than the note of C that is blue. The note of C just tell you right out. Flowers tomorrow, roses, more than a dozen. But this D will just expect you to bring flowers, and if you don't, you will be covertly punished. This is Viagra. It's an A sharp. So high A sharps will stimulate the same thing that Viagra does. A red D, this is a bully. They're selfish, they're demanding. So we could go on forever about what's going on with all of these, but wouldn't you rather see what Richard looks like in all of this?
Yeah.
I ask Richard because people are so funny about this. They don't want to talk about their emotional needs or emotional sex, or they don't want to do it out in the open. You know, and one of the most bizarre things that happens in our society is our youngsters start to mature, 13, 14, 15, and here's all these raging hormones, and the school and all the social people say, well, just set on it. And if it was an adult, they certainly would react. No wonder our kids are messed up. I just think that is something that needs to be attended to in our society. Kids need a way to express that biological sexual need, even if it's not attached to an emotional sexual need or a need to have a family. I don't have an answer there. I just know it's kind of screwed up.
Well, and I think I'll jump in on that for a moment and just talk about from the view of, just as you said, so you have this, you have a hormonal urge, because that's the way the body runs. It's suddenly it's a hormonal urge. You have all these hormone cascades happening, all these emotions, all these feelings, all this stuff going on. And then you have societal pressure saying, don't talk about it, don't talk about it, don't talk about it. It's bad, it's wrong. Really? So you're setting up this weird, bad thing of, like, how you're feeling is wrong and bad. How does that, how do we think that's going to serve people down the road? I think that's...
But we don't, some societies have an answer to it that Americans think are just absolutely horrible. In some ancient Hawaiian societies, I've heard, I've read, that the mother introduces the son and the father introduces the daughter. I think that's a little weird. And then in Peru, young males and females can have all the sex they want, but if there's children involved, the grandmothers get them. I love that idea, that the grandmas get the kids. Maybe because I'm a grandma and a great-grandma.
Yeah.
I'm looking for our keynote, because in our keynote is something else that people might want to look at. I write this little hidden column, and this is our trivial mate information for this month or this week. Your perfect mate for the week. Don't get involved with a Virgo unless you're willing to put up with nitpicky perfection. Making you earn their trust and affection is not always easy. They have high regard for their own standards. And I try to make this a bit controversial, because you can get that other astrology stuff anywhere. But this is under our keynote. You can also look at our software, The Perfect Mate, which goes wonderfully with this sex factors. The Perfect Mate is going to be up on the portal, too. So that's under In the News Keynote. And the keynote this week is all about inflammation of your joints and muscles, if you want to start reading our keynotes. This is one of the things I did for Richard and I, because we get some letters. We get wonderful, nice letters, and sometimes we get sort of grouchy letters because they don't like our opinions. So I put this up for Richard. Opinions are like food preferences. As adults, we should not be forced to eat what we don't want or don't like. If only political, religious, and radio host opinions could be so independently respected. And I put a bunch of tomatoes there because I hate tomatoes.
Really?
Wouldn't that be nice? Do you get any hate mail on your side, Richard?
Not exactly hate mail, but I definitely get people like, stop talking about that. I don't want you to talk about that anymore. Stop talking about it. And my answer to that is, hey, get a radio show, then you can talk about it. Or you can not talk about it. That's my polite answer.
Saying, please talk about that. And then the next person comes on, don't talk about that. Like, I've just been asked today, Obama gave a speech for Hillary in Philadelphia today because she was too sick to be on the campaign trail. And they want to know what he really meant. Is he really supporting her? I'm curious, so I'm going to talk about it. But people don't want to talk about the election. They're just sick of it. But sometimes I get curious about things. Like I really want to know what Comey said under an oath that was different from what he said in a report. Oh, that's Direction for Truth. That's next week. Shut up, Sherry. Okay. Richard, I'm going to hit this little microphone here, and all these directions are on the site. So it's 7 little hits of our nanovos. I'm going to hit this mic, and it's going to
And what am I talking about?
Hit.
What's my category?
What partner would you go out of your way to have sex with? Would you look for them? Does it just happen? Is it a friend? Is it spontaneous? We just want to know your general idea. We just want to look at the color and see what kind of sex you enjoy. I know you've been in partnerships. You could talk about that.
Sure.
Go.
Sure.
We're going to watch till it gets to 5.
So my idea of being in relationship is, to me, the thing about sex in relationship is I'm very much a fan of sex, like sex, enjoy sex, all that. So we've said sex enough. However, I'm not particularly wild about sex that has an agenda or a withhold, meaning that sex is used as a tool to either control or manipulate. I'm very opposed to that. I think sex should be like, and that's all I have to say.
But it's exactly what you said. It's not for an agenda. It's not for a paycheck. It's not for a reward. It'd be all green if it was.
So well, and it's not exactly. I really, that was the part that I almost finished, and I'm certain it's in here. It's probably this little red part over here, is that the I don't like it when it's a withhold because something has been not addressed that should be like have nothing to do with sex. It's just something that's a withhold. And that's very bad because that leads to resentments for everybody.
And manipulation and all that. But look at this wonderfully blue F-sharp. So your hormones, your hormone dumping is very, very connected to your emotions. So it's not a look. It's the person's personality that attracts you. Is that true?
Yep.
Just told on you. And he really had to think about this a lot. There was a lot of yellow in here where he was thinking, but it was in that note of D. So thinking about emotions, that would be a big turn on to him because those are his two tallest notes. If somebody bought him a prostitute, he'd probably be really yuck, not something I want to be involved in. No comment?
Yeah, nothing. No. No, it would be not of much interest. The theory of that is great, but really then when you get down to it, it's like, what? I'm not a person who's ever gone out and like picked up a woman at a bar. That's just not my, I'm not opposed to it. Go ahead, have fun. But it's not my thing. So I just can't, the idea of being handed a stranger is like, what? There's no relationship here. I'm obviously a guy who, you know, talks. So talking is part of it. So, yeah, thinking about it and then going to the hormones. Yeah.
Nice. Have you noticed that with teenagers, they do this thing called hookup where they just get together for sex? Now, I talked to my grandson about it. He said, Grandma, it's just biological, you know, nothing to it. I'm not attached. Boy, I wish I could have been that way in my day.
I know non-teenagers, family friends who are in their, we'll just politely say 40s, who are a regular user of the app like Tinder, where they're just looking for a hookup. It's along that same idea. I mean, these are not kids. Not that being in your 40 means you're old. It's just like you're somewhat kind of a mock adult, and they're using Tinder like it's a thing. Sure, I'm just looking for a hookup. Really? Wow.
Just self-satisfying, like eating. You think?
Yeah.
Just a biological function.
I guess. A distraction. When I see it, you know, like in the Tinder world, I think it's as much of a distraction as it is, because it's not a real activity. It's not like you're making a connection with a person. You're just having a non-intimate sexual act with a person, which is not in my lexicon.
Well, look at all the health benefits of sex, even get rid of migraines. We posted this on our site. Betters your blood pressure, less stress, better self-esteem, better sleep. Improves your hearing health. Is that what that says? Boosts your immune system, helps relieve pain. Makes you thinner, increases happiness. Reduces prostate cancer risk, improves intimacy. Those are nice things. So I would say hookups are probably a good thing, and except if people are spreading diseases, you should probably be careful of that. Because we have a lot of people in here who their partner had a disease, and they come in, and their partner was just being vindictive and not telling them they had a disease. That kind of hookup, I would think, is just despicable. But that's just my opinion, and I'm an old lady. So let's look at what the computer says about Richard. And we don't have, I have the sex partners on here. If we have time, we'll come back and look at it. But essentially, this is going to say you're a very giving, caring person. You consider their feelings at the same time. That balance between perception and action, between F and F sharp. Don't go with a pure red guy or girl. They're out to satisfy themselves and nothing else, unless you just enjoy that kind of thing. But we've been asked to look at your numbers, very foundational, very gut level. There must be a spiritual connection to your sexual partner. But you do have blanks in here with G. And what's G? Are you strange about your physical environment or physical body? Because that's just well hidden and not in your numbers.
Strange.
Not going to talk about
perhaps. I'm not sure what that means. Strange.
Are you?
I like my space in terms of my space. Because I am what I do, and I, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I really do radio, and this is what I do and who I am. I'm like this off mic, really. I'm not like a personality on air. So that's part of it is I work where I live where I work. So for anybody else to be here would be like, how would that work? I can't imagine that.
Well, G is about physical environment or physical dressings like your furniture or the curtains or whatever. It's all about that physical environment, and also can be your physical self environment. So we'll talk off air about that. You also have a 39, which is kind of a high score in fantasy, ego fantasy. So I guess we can talk off the air about that too.
I think I'm more than I am. Is
no,
that what ego fantasy means? We'll talk about that backstage.
No.
I can tell.
I would think it's like you have some fantasies about being. I'm having trouble talking about some fantasies about what sex is, what it ought to be, who's attracted to you. How you
sure,
can expand.
All of that. Okay. Yeah, all of that. I'd go with all of that. Yes, thank you.
Enough of that. Okay, we could go look at what it says about you, but this is not the sexual one. You push yourself and others to finish the job. We knew that about you. You love new ideas to work on, and I think that's where you would find your partners, where you were working on a project and they had something in common with you. You challenge yourself, opinions, good reason. Usually it's the bottom that you're working on now. You take pleasure in changing things for the better. So you would be a man who would listen to what your partner wanted. It's just not your way or no way. You tend to teach by your actions. That's be a good sexual thing. You work well with others and often are put in a leadership position. I don't think sexually you want to be put in a leadership position. I think you want an equal position. Maybe that's what that fantasy stuff is about. You would like to have more time to spend on spiritual things. You have a hard time prioritizing what you want to do first. You wish someone could understand without demanding a lot of conversation. And remember, you guys can have this program. It's free. The soundhealthoptions.com and go to download. So for Richard, we have found out that he needs to be spiritually connected, that his emotions are very tied to his hormones, and that he has to really care. And if he's upset with you or you're upset with him and you're trying to hide it, he doesn't want to have sex. You need to talk it out first. How accurate is that?
Yeah, I'd like that printed out and I'll email it to all of my exes.
How do you feel about being totally exposed on air?
That's all right. I'm
You're
okay
used
with
to
that.
It, huh?
Yep.
Richard is going to be attracted to somebody who's a G or a G sharp, a Capricorn or a Sagittarius, because he's missing information there. Now, we have to say this is also considering his brain dominance. Like, he has a high brain dominance of Gemini, which either means if he's attracted to a Gemini, he's right-brained, or he's satisfied with what he has learned by Gemini, and he's willing to go on. So probably in the past you've been attracted to Gemini.
Yes, and I would just say of that movie, ended badly. That's my review of that. Yeah.
And the other one is Libra. Emotionally tied to Libras, but learned a lot and don't need it. Unless you're right-brained, you're not going to go back into it, because you tend to be drawn to what you don't have if you're left-brained. A left brain and a right brain are together, is kind of mixed, but the G, I said Capricorn or Sag, that's not true. This is Aquarius that you'll be drawn to next, or what's it, G-sharp, Sagittarius.
Hmm.
A is Capricorn. So there's where you're going to be drawn next. Probably this mind game thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The Capricorn has this mind game thing that your energy is down in, but I think you like to play there. And that's the biggest relationship fault. When you look at something right beside each other, that's a relationship fault. And you have a 39 and an 88 with F and F sharp, but with F sharp and G, you have 0 and 88. So this ideal partner that you're going to look for is going to help you balance that out. And the opposite here of the G is the C sharp, and that's a Taurus. So depending on your brain dominance, it's going to be a C sharp or a G. So either Aquarius or Taurus. Taurus would be too stubborn for you, I think. I think the more liberal-minded Aquarius that would take you to higher realm is going to be your choice, because that's the most unbalanced column in your chart. Do you know any Aquariuses?
Not that I know of, not that come to mind. And I know quite a few, like I can think of a bunch of other, you know, signs that you've mentioned, but as you were saying it, I was thinking Aquarius. I don't know any Aquarius off the top of my head.
Aquarius moon, maybe? You'll have to ask, and we'll see. We'll check in with you next week to see if anything has
you.
To do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might go out and get a dog. That could be it.
You put a sign on the dog, I'm looking for an Aquarius.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Dogs are great partner magnets on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, sure. we're done with this. If you send me your I don't know who you're talking to, David. Mine's just sherryedwards@gmail.com. So we're done with this time domain, looking at your personality. We're now going to look at your biochemistry. So we start looking at your biochemistry. We start with Audacity. And for all the new people that are on with us, and that's wonderful that they're here, if you go to Sound Health Options to download, go to bonus software. I don't know what it is this month. Oh, it's muscles. Let's go back to radiation. I know it's under there. This is a free software you can download also. But down on the left-hand side, there's a blue and yellow book. That's a textbook, 72 pages, I think. And it's got all the steps in it that we're going to go through right now. And Jan has agreed to be our guinea pig. And I'm going to open her mic. You are unmuted, Jan.
Okay, I'm a little nervous. Can't believe I did this.
Jan was in our classes recently, so she knows the drill here. We're going to have her talk for 30 seconds, and this is the time. And she's just going to talk about her partner, the partner she wants, her love life, her hormones, whatever, but don't talk about something mundane if we have to pause it. Okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Yep. Okay, so my ideal partner would be somebody I have a lot of things in common with.
Stop.
And that
it's
loud.
It's way too loud. Let me move the microphone. Or if you would move yourself away from your microphone.
I've got a headset on, so I can't really get away from it. So
okay,
maybe.
Let me see if I can move my mic. I have to, it's on a zip link here, so I have to make that adjustment. Anytime you get this, I don't know what it's called at the top, it's just way too loud. It's just fragmenting her voice. So we're going to start over. Okay, go now.
Okay, so my ideal partner would be somebody ideally I have a spiritual connection with, somebody that I have great conversations with, somebody that really appreciates me. And if I feel appreciated, then I love having sex. But and I'm very giving and all that. But if I don't feel appreciated, it's hard to, you know, hard to get in that mood. So that kind of addresses some of the stuff that Richard was talking about. You know, there needs to be a connection, and you need to feel good about it. More?
I was having trouble getting the microphone set back and didn't have three hands here. Okay, I'm going to cut this off because it was me moving the microphone around. So I'm just going to hit the little scissor button and then I'll chop that off. I let it go a little long because some of this was just still too loud. And as long as we have 25, 30 seconds here, 27 seconds, we're good. And we're going to save this, export it, not save it, shouldn't have said that, as a GNS file, well, as a WAV file first. So Jan and sex. Interesting. My computer.
Yeah.
So we saved it as a WAV file, and that textbook even tells you how to set up your computer for all of these different files so you can find them. The next thing we're going to do is open an abacus file, and this is going to read the file, and we need to have a new one here. It takes that file and says all the things that she was saying. If I'm appreciated, I feel like having sex. If not, there's just a real stoppage. Okay, I can't see that green. I'm going to change it to blue. And we're going to, I kept this in here, and it needs to say Jan, sex, in class, happy hour, don't need your birthday, female, and we're going to look for hormones. We do have a larger program that entails the hormones of digestion and childbirth. This is just the hormones of fun and games of sex. So we're going to ask the computer to pull the points. And one thing I see here I really want to look at is this oddball thing right here. I want to look at this little spike, and I want to look at this. Because this first part is what's coming, so that's going to be important. See, and it did pick it, and it did pick the pieces I wanted. And we have four. This is low. These are things that are too low in her chart. These are things too high. And sometimes when things are high, they're just not really high. They're just not being usable. I'm going to leave this the way it is, but if I was really doing this, I would take this one away. Because and to do that, delete it. You'll see it makes an empty space down here. This is an active chart. Any place you look, there is a number that pops up. This is 0, 1,000 cycles per second, and from 0 to minus 60 in decibels. So we have created a computer program that tells us what's going on here. Now we have one extra slot. So I'll just pick that one because it just kind of looks kind of interesting. I'll mark that with an H. And I'm going to go to this little Rubik's Cube. That's our icon for good health when all the sides are the same. I'm going to hit that, and it's going to say, what do you want to save that as? And I want to save it in my GNS file. That's pretty easy. And then we will open our sex factors. I think we're going to do sex factors in Guardian this month. Sex factors here, you'll get it. I think if you bring it offline, you get it for 30 days. But in the Guardian, which is a class and a software each month, I think you get that for a year. So we can look at amino acids, biochemicals, enzymes, genomes, herbs, hormones. Jan, I'm going to mute you until we come back. Medications, minerals, toxins, vitamins. There's no proteins here. We should add hormonal proteins. Well, let's just look at hormones first. Cortisol is low. Now that's really unusual. Cortisol is usually high. Increases with new relationships produced by the zonal, can't pronounce that word, fasciculata of the adrenal glands, but it's low. When cortisol is low, your energies can be low, your adrenal reactions can be low. So I don't know if anybody who deliberately wants to increase their cortisol, because it also can make you hold on to too much fat. But that's just really unusual. Let's change our variance up to 5 and see if there's any other hormones here. Oh, there definitely is. Phenylethylamine is a hormone in chocolate, and that's probably why people bring their partners chocolate, because it puts them in the mood. Dopamine increases desire. That's already high. Dopamine is that feel-good chemical. When you eat and you're satiated, dopamine drops in and adds desire via stimulation of the dopamine D2 receptor. It's just dopamine goes high when you're in love, especially the first couple of days of that. Nerve growth factor, low. Do you have sinus infections? Allergies, sinus allergies?
No, not that I know of.
A lot of times when that nerve growth factor is low, you get seasonal nasal sinusitis kind of allergies. A vasoactive intestinal peptide. That's what Andrew, what is the guy that got kicked out of England for vaccines?
Wakefield.
Andrew Wakefield. He says that vaccines really mess up the vasointestinal polypeptide and keep it high, so it cannot be useful. Still facilitates physical arousal. Well, let's look at the rest of this and see what's going on. I better check it all, huh? We can look at which notes were the highest. We're looking for 4 or more. And it's a G sharp and an F sharp. So the G sharp helps make the hormones and enzymes in the liver, and that's a 5 in her case. So there's a bit of overactivity in the liver processing plant. And the F sharp, that's usually male hormone. She doesn't have any. It can also be low back pain. So out of those 2 notes, she has almost half of our frequencies. No E. Is there any arousal things in the note of E? Breathing. When you're in love, you have a hard time catching your breath. But you can go back and look at the larger graph of this. It's just an abbreviated one. And see what each of these mean. G-sharp is a Sagittarius sort of personality. And they go after what they need or what they want. Tyrosine. And I've seen this in many men who were having problems. That if we would up the tyrosine, it would create the dopamine so that when they approached a partner, it would give them the good feeling. But this person has low tyrosine. They might also have low energy because tyrosine feeds your thyroid. Nitric oxide involved in male-female desire. Nitric oxide is the stimulation that keeps a man erect during sex. If there's low nitric oxide, there's going to be low maintenance of an erection. You can get nitric oxide from beets. You can buy it at the store. It's in that juicy stuff in cucumbers and real juicy apples. It goes down starting about 40. It reduces. Nitric oxide helps circulation. It is the gaseous, how do you say that word? Gaseous cell wall of capillaries. And that's really needed for males for erection. Alpha endorphin high, self-manufactured opiates. So this is high in her. She probably could make herself very turned on or turned off because she's managing. I shouldn't say turned off here. Turned on. She probably does a lot of the expression of her sexual desire in her head because of these endorphins that are manufactured from your thoughts and then from your liver. Tyrosine again. I thought we did that one. Ah, and here's why you're having trouble with that nitric oxide. The enzyme to make it work is low. And you can buy this you can buy nitric oxide chew-em-up pills, which is the best kind, from Amazon. I think it's called N40. Now, I will tell you something that Richard thought when he saw your chart. He looked at your chart and he said, methylation, because most of your chart is up above the gray grid, and the gray grid is normal. And
that's what I thought, too.
Well, let's go back and look at that and why this nitric oxide is so important here. We look at our methylation worksheet, and here's the nitric oxide synthase that helps move into the VHT and VH4, which the kidney issue becomes involved, from choline to cholic acid to progesterone. Pregnenolone, progesterone, and then aldosterone, and then the kidneys become involved, and they become involved right here with this nitric oxide synthase. The nitric oxide is down here, and you had that, I can't remember high or low, but you didn't have the nitric oxide synthase to make the nitric oxide work, even if you had it. Now we need to go back and see where that nitric oxide was. It biochemical? I can't remember. Let me go back again.
The nitric oxide was high. I'm taking notes.
Ah, okay. So, but the enzyme to use it is low, so it's just accumulating in there. And it's not really working. It's not getting to work. It's getting prepared to go to work, but once it gets to work, Nobody wants to let it in. Okay, which one of these did we not look at? I killed the rest. I don't want to go through them again. We did the amino acid. We did the biochemical. We did the enzyme. We did the hormone. Medication. Are you on any medication?
No medications whatsoever.
Okay, so we can skip this part. And the other is choline. Choline is too high. It needs inositol to work. And inositol, and one other thing that came up with you, choline. Inositol and choline and cortisol, I should say, wrong. Inositol and is required for choline. And cortisol and inositol is very close in frequency, I do believe. I can't remember if it is or not. But when this is high, it's usually because you lack. Okay, one's a 65 and one's a 55. I'm looking here. It's the 65 that's too high on you, but it's the 55 in the same note that is keeping the cortisol from working. I'm just working on a database with this. So that's how choline and inositol and cortisol are involved. I just figured that out. That's kind of awesome. So what you do with these is you bundle them and send them to your client. You can help them send you a vocal print by using the directions in your little textbook. And all the interpretation stuff is in this pink folder on what each of those things mean. What does choline mean? This green chart will tell you. So we've tried to set it up for you so that you can start a business with the software that we've already given you and help your community, because our health system is going to pot. Well, that's literally because of marijuana, I guess. I didn't mean it that way. I meant that they are doing outrageous things to people. Did you see the little girl that just died? They put her under in a dentist chair for some kind of surgery on her teeth. And the autopsy came back and she didn't have a thing wrong with her teeth. The dentist is being charged. People are getting away with that. They're getting away with taking the price of an EpiPen for emergencies from about $100 up to about $800, where we can provide it, we can teach you to provide it with frequencies so that we can take back health. It can be our right. So you take Jan's vocal print and you see what's going on. You see how to interpret it. You help her with the nutrients that she needs. And her body begins to heal herself. And in this case, it's nitric oxide synthase. And I think the other things will clean up. And you'll learn as you go along. You don't have to know much. We have everybody from physicists to belly dancers to stay-at-home mothers to realtors who take our courses and learn to do this from their family. So they're not under the tyranny of what's going on with our health system. So we hope you will join us. Remember when I first started, I said, anybody taking this 5-day course coming up next week, we're going to do it for half price for everyone because we just didn't get anything out and the class is not full. And in addition, we're going to give you $1,200 worth of software on top of that just so we can fill up the class and we can have some money to operate on for the week and we can get more people involved. And if you have a friend who wants to take the class, then we'll give you a finder's fee. Only for this month, though, because it's our fault that our graphics person got very ill and we couldn't get anything out. I can't believe an hour's up. It looks like you may want to check inositol. Go to your nutrition program that you have, Jan, and use maybe a 5 variance and see. I think you're going to find that F-sharp in there that you need. When choline is too high, most likely it's not enough inositol. And you can buy inositol and choline in some good nutrients that come in the package together. Here's another way to tell if you have choline. in stress. If you have muscle cramps or catches in the muscle right below your armpit, that's the same muscle as the frequency of choline. If you have muscle cramps in the peroneus muscle, the calf, then it's probably potassium. So we have flyers that will tell you which muscle is related to what nutrient. So the body is so incredibly redundant, and that's one of the things that we teach you in class. We hope all of you end up in class and end up with us on Sunday, and I haven't the slightest idea. Oh, it's Gwen Olson. I remembered. Gwen Olson, Confessions of a Drug, Big Pharma Drug Salesperson. And she has a new documentary out about the drug industry, and she's going to talk to us about it. Any closing thoughts, Richard, now that we've exposed you to the public?
Ooh, how scary, exposed to the public. No, I think, you know, it's always amazing to watch you, you know, do a workup on somebody because it's just so much information that's so, I mean, a lot of this, particularly in my case, you were using NanoVoice, the free, amazing NanoVoice that I think everybody should download now and have on their computer. And just every day, if you do nothing else, take a vocal print of yourself, plug in a microphone, take a vocal print. That just means record yourself for 30 seconds. Date it. Put it aside. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Even if you don't run it beyond other software, just to have that as a documentation of your current stats every day that you can then go back and just either read the simple report or you could eventually run through other software and find out more. I mean, it's the NanoVoice is a real powerhouse. I'm always amazed at the little NanoVoice. The software that can. It's amazing.
Richard also helped us put the radiation software together because he's right there on the Pacific coast. Do you still check yourself occasionally to see if you're being poisoned by Fukushima still?
I do occasionally, yeah. Every time we talk to Dr. Asprey, I go, oh, my God, radiation. Oh, that's right. Ugh. Yeah, no, I check myself.
Okay. Great class. Thank you. Please invite your friends to join us for the drawing. And we'll see you on Sunday.
All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. See you on Sunday. Bye-bye.